When I was in high school, our outgoing dance team coach decided to do this off-the-cuff thing at our end-of-season banquet, where she was going to say a few words about each of us. Some girls got big compliments about their leadership or dedication. And when she got to me, she said, "Alyssa likes to talk." And that was it. She wasn't wrong. I was absolutely that kid who had to sit in the front of the classroom because I couldn't stop talking. Every report card had some version of, "Alyssa is very bright, but easily distracted." Translation, "Alyssa likes to yap." But sitting there that night, 17, in my sparkly dress, surrounded by my teammates and parents, I remember that feeling of embarrassment. Because yeah, it's true, but you know what? It's not the whole story. There's so much more to me than that. And what I've learned since, that talking, really talking to other people and listening to other people and hearing their stories, is how I make sense of the world. It's how I learn, how I connect, how I figure things out. Now, let me be very clear. I don't necessarily like to hear myself talk. This is not about me wanting to sit here and monologue at you. And in fact, it's one of the hardest parts of editing my podcast episodes, is having to hear my own voice. But I love to listen to other people, their stories, their lessons, the way their experiences connect to something bigger, things that are totally different from my world and from my life. And fast forward to now, that's a thread that kind of runs through everything I do. One podcast wasn't enough. I have to have two, and a consulting business, and some software projects, and a lot of ideas that are constantly in motion. I'm the consummate early adopter, and every time I'm at a networking event and someone asks, "So what do you do?" I'm never quite sure what to say. Am I a podcast host? A podcast host times two? An entrepreneur? But what really is an entrepreneur these days, right? A researcher, a speaker, a mom, a coach, a wife? And the answer is yes to all of it. And that's always been tricky to explain because the internet loves to tell you to niche down. But honestly, I have never fit neatly into one lane because I love the thrill of the solve, chasing new ideas, and figuring out what makes people and businesses tick. So when I was trying to decide how to organize it all, do I create separate brands for each thing that I then have to, you know, manage and maintain, and growing a brand, that's hard work, you guys. Or do I put it all under my name and this is the Alyssa Nolte Show, which honestly feels a little too self-promotional for my Midwestern roots. And then after a Growth Signal recording that was so much fun and I had such a great conversation, it was one of those where you walk away and you're like, oh, this is going to be a great episode. I had this moment walking away from my computer where that old memory just popped into my head. Alyssa likes to talk. And I thought, maybe that's it. Maybe that's the umbrella. Because it is true. Talking, connecting, learning, it's what ties everything together. That's what Taking Back Monday is about. How we lead and build lives where work actually feels good again. And you know what? That's what the Growth Signal is about too. How we grow through better customer experiences. And thinking about my consulting work with Ology, how we study how people think and decide and connect, and how we take people from, hey, I'm really interested in this thing, to I'm ready to buy, and I'm ready to buy again. So I'm pulling it all together under one home base, which I'm calling Alyssa Likes to Talk. It's not another podcast. It is not a newsletter. Rather, it's a super feed. The place where all of this lives. The conversations, the projects, the reflections, and the lessons that tie it all together. You can find it on Substack, where you can subscribe, listen, read, or even jump into the comments and join the conversation. Because after all, I like to talk.